degenerates. What are you doing this weekend? More specifically, what are you doing this Friday, February the 5th? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be heading down to the Orlando Brewing Company to see one of my favorite local bands and friends of the Ono Radio Show, Hey Angeline. That's right, they're playing a gig with another band called Blanc, and that's going to be at the Orlando Brewing Company. That's at 1301 Atlanta Avenue, Orlando, Florida, 32806. Don't be late. It starts at 9 p.m., and that's, again, this Friday. Hey Angeline and Blanc at the Orlando Brewing Company. You're not going to want to miss it. Hope to see you there. Oh no, baby.
Oh no.
Oh no.
So tired today.
Oh no.
Oh my god. None of us have any shits to give tonight. I'm sorry.
Suck it up, shit captain.
No shits.
It's one of these evenings, guys. We were in a position. We either do a show well tonight after pretty much a shitty start to the week. Not really shitty, but just kind of tough start to the week, I think, for all of us.
Yeah.
And with plenty more week to come, so we just have no enthusiasm for any of your bullshit tonight. and any of the fancy trappings that make our show. But I will tell you that my name is Owen, and I am the host. I am the captain of the shit ship called the Ono Radio Show.
Amen.
And with me tonight, again, both of them were here last week. Still no Tom.
Where is Tom?
He's almost back.
But Zach and Ty are here.
Hey.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, we made it.
Yeah. Are you as sleepy as me?
Yeah, this show at the start of the week's not cool, man.
It's not. It makes it totally
not ready for it.
Totally puts you in a different mindset. Puts me in a different mindset. I've had two less days to, you know, research things for the show.
All your awesome products.
Yeah, I'm going to be straightforward just so the audience isn't disappointed. And just mainly so you're not disappointed.
Tell me there's no products today.
Mainly, I know
this is
gonna,
the whole show is products.
This is going to break you down. This is going to break, you know.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's a start to finish products.
No products.
No products. Fuck yeah. No. Oh, this is going to be a great show, folks. I'm so glad you're listening. No products. You heard it first.
Maybe I'll throw one in now, just to be a dick.
All right, I'm awake now. I'm glad. I like this Tuesday show thing.
Okay,
I like it.
Yeah. You're back on board.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers. Nope. I've been trying to sell a car this week too.
I've been trying to sell a car as well for the past couple months. It's a horrible process.
I've got mine on Craigslist now. I know it's listed for way too much money, but that's what Craigslist is. It's what you do, right?
Is it too much? I saw what you were going to list it for.
Yeah. No, that's a good price. I mean, it's got like 700,000 miles on it, but it's a good price.
It still runs. It's got AC.
Yeah.
It's got AC. It runs.
That's two big selling points, AC and it runs.
That's more than $1,000.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree. You have a reasonable price for it.
I put it up for $1,400, and I've been getting texts all week.
Oh, lowballers.
Oh, these assholes.
Will you take seven?
What's the lowest
you'll possibly
go?
I'll trade you my bicycle.
Listen, I'll give you $650 and, like, my babies.
And my Casio.
Yeah. Has anyone tried to trade anything for it?
Nobody has tried to trade anything for it, but this is actually kind of new to me too with the Craigslist game. As far as
they will always ask for half, I don't know why they always go for half.
I don't
right
do. Yeah, I think so. I think you're right, and I will definitely say I don't do much business on Craigslist at all.
It's horrible.
I didn't realize now, like, very few people call. I think most people, I think, text.
I prefer that, though, as a seller. I always put text.
I kind of like it, but then I kind of don't get what, right off the bat, you can gather from a person on the phone.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
him.
And a lot of them are, you can just tell, they're the dealers. Yeah. They're the ones that are going to try and get this car. And they're going to try and make a few hundred bucks off it. Like, I can't blame them, but I'm not selling that car for 900 bucks to you, dude. Yeah. Like, I don't know how many times. And they're persistent.
Yeah. Have you had anyone look at it yet?
No.
That, really? That's the fucking worst part because I got, you know, I'm selling a piece of shit old Bronco too. And I got it up there for 1800 and it runs, and but it doesn't have AC. So I know I'm trying to get a little bit much more out of it than it's worth. But I'll get these people that come through and they start fucking nitpicking at this 31-year-old fucking truck that's up there for,
yeah, what you do
know,
you want, dude?
For nothing, next to nothing, yeah. and it runs, and you're fucking bitching about this little fucking, you know, hole in the seat or what, you know, just fucking,
it's
dude.
Like it's like a great project car, like a start to a project car, yeah. Like something
if,
like absolutely. That.
That's if we're going to spend that on a car, there's going to be shit wrong with it. Like, don't fucking come at me fucking looking for all this little shit.
Exactly.
You know
it's
I mean?
Going to have electrical problems. Yeah. It's going to have, like, you know, right. all the things that
in
come
in that
with
market,
it.
You show up and you make sure all the things that need to be good are good on
right.
the car.
Exactly. Is the frame fucking yeah. bent? You know, yeah. Does it run the basics? Like, fuck
I put all the main stuff like in the ad too. I'm like, here's what's up. Like, it's sun damaged. It's been in Florida forever. You yeah. know, since its inception, I think.
Yeah,
it's got headliner that's old that's fucking falling yeah. down yeah. in your eyes when
that's
you drive.
Expected.
You know, it's whatever.
No
like
biggie.
Sun damage.
But watch when people
headliner.
Come through to look at it, they're gonna fucking.
I'm still surprised.
Every little thing they're gonna say something about, and it's like, dude, yeah. fuck
like,
off.
It's
then.
Got power fucking windows, dude.
Yeah,
and
they work.
And well,
most, mostly.
No. mostly.
They make a very loud noise, but they work.
They do. I mean, there is about a 2-millimeter, 3-millimeter gap in between the window and the actual top of the frame so, where it closes in.
So when you're on the highway, it just whistles?
Oh, no. It will fucking, if it rains, it's like, Teresa gets hit, like, she's so small, it goes above her head, I think. Like, but if it's open, it
catches you right in the face.
It's right in the fucking eye. Every time, like, it's the perfect height, yep. and I just get it yep. right in the.
Yeah,
just,
don't tell the buyer that. Don't, just leave yeah. that out of it. They don't need to know about
I've told
that.
Her, I told her, like, you know, when we need to keep a pair of goggles when we were driving all the time. We need to keep a pair of, like, swimming goggles in the glove compartment just in case I need
just
to ever
case.
Drive home, you know?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Smart.
You never
safety.
Know.
Safety.
So now, that's the beginning of my week dealing with Craigslist. Have you ever bought anything good off Craigslist? Have you ever had a good
instruments.
Purchase?
Instruments. I'll yeah. Craigslist search yeah. for specific like classic stuff like a Rhodes or a Wurlitzer or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Is
you
that where that
Wurlitzer?
Wurlitzer yeah. yeah, that's yeah. where that came from.
And that was a good pickup. That was.
Didn't you trade
was,
that
was,
for rent at some point?
I totally did.
It was this awesome
you,
fucking.
I got a great value
you,
out of it.
You
though.
Owed rent.
Well, it was.
Sorry
I
if I'm busting your
no,
I'm busting you out
it,
here.
Totally, that is exactly what happened. But it went to a good home, and Ray does like to play it.
And
so
he, yeah, he loved it, okay, didn't yeah. he? Like he just loved the fucking thing. Yeah. I think. And
it was one of those months where I had money coming, but it wasn't coming on time. And I
what
was
is
just,
a, I'm trying to picture in my head what a Wurlitzer even sounds like right now.
Wurlies are oh, it's classic.
Like
it's
I
so
can,
classic.
I but what's a good? Is there a good Wurly like song like that would be a
I am going to Bright Light Social Hour You. Yeah, the first album.
But I'm thinking more of something like old school, like where the Wurlies
just
probably
a,
like
just a Wurlitzer, no other instruments.
Yeah, yeah. Wur how do you even spell it? Wur
it's W U, right?
Yeah, W U R L
U R L
I T
I T Itzer Itzer. Itzer.
So I don't know. This was like the original keyboard basically, right? It was the original like electric piano.
It's kind of an organ, right? More is it reed? Is it
no? No, it's an electric.
It's electric. Piano. It's all electric.
It's kind of like you know the Fender Rhodes is a classic too. That's more of the classic.
Okay.
That's a beautiful Wurly. God damn it, I love it.
That's worth more than rent. Come on, baby.
Well, mine was the same size as that, but it had a built-in speaker. It was a student version. And it was pretty dope.
It Yours did. Was green too. It
yeah,
was like
was
more
green.
Of a stand-up-y one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty tits, though. It
but
was
that
pretty
is
tits.
What a Whirly sounds like.
So when did they make these? What era? What?
I think they started making them in the early 60s, I think.
It's early 60s. So that's like they, right around the time
they
or right after
more popular
the. Is it the Melodrone? The one that's the tape? It's like different tapes that yeah. run. Strawberry Fields Forever is the one I'm thinking of.
I totally know.
It's not, though. It's the. It's not the Melodrone, right? I'm not crazy.
Maybe.
I'm doing Melodrone. I mean, come on. Now. Melodrone. All right. Now it's pulling up some shitty band called Melodrone.
I want to hear this band. That's what I want
to
hear.
Melodrone. No. I mean, I'm beginning to also think that maybe Mela. Is it Mela? Melodrone? I don't fucking know.
We're making up instruments today on the Hunter Radio Show.
I want a Melodrome. Drome? Melodrome.
Melatonin?
I don't know. That's some guy setting up the Melodrome in... Oh, this looks like
3 minutes flat.
This is guys. What is this?
This is what happens when you don't have products. We just play random clips and see what they do.
No, I was looking for an instrument.
I can't wait to see what that is.
Well, this is going tight. Look up what was the instrument used on Strawberry Fields Forever.
I was trying that.
God damn it!
It's not going that well.
No one in the chat. No one in the chat.
The wiki should know.
Oh, it's like a little stage. I get it.
Yeah, they're just setting up a fucking stage.
That's not interesting at
not
all.
Not at all.
Well, fast forward. Make sure it's not some sort of mechanical.
It's not. It's a trailer, and they put a little fucking stage in
front
of
it. And then they're just putting set pieces around it. That's very uninteresting. I thought I was going to see like a big opening box thing that just would, yeah. This thing is shit. Fuck this thing. Fuck the Melodrome.
Fuck a tag along.
By the way, guys, stickers are on the way.
Ooh, those
yes.
things look
they have been
fresh.
Ordered. We got to give a quick shout out to, what's Ray's last name, damn it?
Raymond Klecker.
Raymond Klecker of Art Attacks Online.
Indeed. The translation of Klecker, for all of you that don't know, is a strange thing while you're eating that may fall and get on your shirt.
That's where that
idea. That is what a clicker is.
That's what
a
clicker is.
A strange thing.
Well, it can be anything that falls off while you're eating onto your
okay,
shirt.
So food that falls out, like if you're eating a hamburger.
Yeah, I suppose.
And a little yep. bit of...
It's like, would you have a clicker on your shirt, or would you... Or could you use it like that? Like,
it's a clicker.
Yeah, no, is this... Okay, is this an Urban Dictionary term, or are we talking Merriam-Webster here?
No, this is... I think it's just German. That's what the German translation Klecker. Of it is. We were in somewhere in
there's,
Miami.
There's no, it's not a translation, though, because English, we don't have a word for that.
Well, no, we don't.
Other than food.
Yeah, it's a German word. It's,
how you
it's
spell
a German
it?
Word. Klecker is Klecker.
Klecker. All right. So I had it right. Translate. I'm calling bullshit on Ty right now.
Yeah, I don't believe
this. I don't know.
Come on.
Deep in the forest. No.
Through the wood to clear a forest. Wait.
It didn't really find the word.
It's not a word, Ty.
That's not
you
a word.
You fucking giving
yes,
us bullshit.
It was a Mellotron, by the way.
Mellotron. Now I'm going back to Mellotron. See, I was close. Mellotron.
We never got to why we were talking about Ray.
Ray designed us this
he did.
Fucking...
Oh, man. That fucking design is wonderful.
We were going to go with an original design for Fuck Your Dreams with a more 8-bit looking unicorn, but the whole internet has kind of used that, and that's Mikey Rao, you did a great job on that, but we felt that we needed to step it up
yeah,
a notch.
Take that concept and just perfect it.
And just, you know, put our own shit on it and make a beautiful piece of art in the meantime. So we went ahead and we refashioned. We had Ray basically from hand, sketch us a goddamn unicorn that looks just
fucking
so
retarded.
Amazingly, yeah, amazing, but also retarded. It's beautiful. It's one of my favorite things ever done.
I can't wait.
God damn it.
I'm definitely making a t-shirt out of that.
You're not getting the headshot as one of our t-shirts. That is not.
See the headshot.
Yes, you motherfuckers.
I hope our listeners saw that headshot.
A lot of our listeners probably saw the headshot. We will post the headshot in the group, in the Facebook group. You should join that if you want to see it. But yeah, this sorry, there's some melodrome action.
Mellotron.
It's supposed to be a demo. Hang on, what's going on? I want to hear it. That didn't sound like a mellotron to me.
To your house. You're always playing this instrument.
Yeah. Man, oh, this guy, these guys really I like it. This is... There you go. Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to add the octave in the left hand.
Oh, yeah, do the octave.
Add the octave.
A trombone background.
Do that. Fuck yeah.
Pretty sexy. I want one.
So I'll just leave that in the background because that's amazing. Now, this old headshot from back in my youth acting days, my child acting days, resurfaced on on Facebook.
It's the amazing thing about the internet when things like that just resurface.
To one of my asshole friends.
Yeah, what happened? How did they find it or come across?
Had it. Must have given it to him when I was a kid. Must have, like, we had.
Didn't you sign it?
Oh, it was signed. That motherfucker was signed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this bitch, I was pretty convinced I was going to be a superstar at least. So now that was a look into the past. Now, Zach, you don't even think it looks like me.
I don't. I saw it.
I find that hilarious.
And my girlfriend Hannah agreed that it wasn't you. If it didn't have your name stamped on the bottom.
12-year-old me looks nothing like
me.
Well,
you looked happy in the picture, and that's why I was like, there's no way that's Owen.
I think it looks.
What is all this smiling
shit? It
looks
like shit. Owen from another dimension, or Owen in, on a different.
Before
timeline.
He discovered the world.
Yeah, think about what that will. Apart from me, how else could I have grown up? I mean, like at some point, it just all gets shattered.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just,
like,
all, it's, just dreams.
It's, reality sets.
Reality
in
sets
point.
In, and you know,
world is shit.
The world is shit, and you see it on me now. So. I will say, though, that those headshots, I had three of them in my time. They made me a lot of money. They made it, you know? I definitely earned.
Where's that money now, Owen?
Now you're a shit captain.
Yeah, I definitely am. That money is long gone.
Oh,
right. Pretty sure I blew most of that on shit that doesn't exist anymore.
Captain plans.
Yeah, I was
money well spent.
What's my metal legs? I did. You know,
I have a clone of myself.
Yeah,
I just hide it away.
This is actually Tuesday, Owen. You guys don't see Tuesday Owen ever. I usually pull out Thursday Owen. He does the show. This is actually the real me.
Okay.
Or is it?
Where's that unsolved mystery?
I know we needed it. Damn it! Oh, I hate it when you know you miss an opportunity. But now apparently me and Zach were talking about it earlier, and it's funny like what people like on Facebook. Of course, like I can't get I got some like 70, 80 likes on this goddamn picture.
Yeah, it blew up.
You know, blew up quick. There was like tons of comments. There was a comment thread. People just like being dicks. And then, you know, I post later that day, post a thing for the show, 4 likes, 5 likes. Cool, man. Thanks, guys. You're in there, you know,
give me 70 likes on the show post.
See how this is. Facebook.
Just use your picture for the show post and you're golden.
I should have done that. I'll do that every week from now on.
A new fun picture of one of us.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, throw in some pictures in there, keep them guessing, you know, so that way it's not just always the same post.
Get our like count up so more people see us on Facebook. This is actually kind of genius.
Sounds like a fun idea. I'll give you some chubby old Thai pics.
Oh, yeah. You were a fat baby.
I mean,
chubby time.
I wasn't Duncan fat, but.
No. But we can use those too.
Owen's eyes lit up when he said that. Yeah, well, we'll use those too.
Those are some of my favorite. He got really mad at one point because, oh, we love. He's got, and he sent it to me, of course, as a joke. He's like, ah, look at me. And he did get really mad because I think we just took it too far. Like, they were pics, of course, from his childhood. And he was, oh, man.
Started making memes out of them.
Yeah, I started making memes.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, no, logos.
I totally remember that.
That almost went really
slightly in bad taste. But it was all in fun, Duncan.
Oh, no, it was probably the funniest thing I've ever done. I take none of it back, apart from, you know, it did hurt his feelings. But come on, man, you know the show. What are you doing? What are you doing sending that shit to me? Speaking of something, okay, this is a picture I wanted to show you guys. And I want you to guess what this is. Because I really don't have any fucking clue, but apparently this is some shit Teresa drinks now. Like, she made it.
What?
Yeah, just look
all
at
right. Okay, I'm about to give a description
it.
Of
please,
it.
Please, Zach.
All right, so it's a bottle that looks like just water, clear, and then it looks like a bunch of ground black pepper.
No, it's not clear water. Okay. Let's start there.
It looks kind of like pond
water. It's a little murky.
It looks like goddamn pond water. It looks like an aquarium. It looks like the water out of a dirty fish tank.
Is it kombucha of some sort or something?
I bet it is. It's got.
You don't know what it is?
She told me. I forgot. I was gonna
say. What was the point of this? It does look like it's got some weeds growing in it. That's for sure.
I thought you guys would know. Anybody out there?
Listeners who can't see it, what is it?
What is it? Yeah, it's like peppercorn looking
things. It does look like pepper.
I don't know. Maybe fish eggy looking things.
So did she just start this? What?
I don't know.
Did you try it?
What is it?
Chia seeds.
Oh,
chia seeds. All right.
Why what does do it look it? Like pond water?
Yeah, what's that at the top?
That's apple cider vinegar with chia seeds and water.
Gross.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
chia seeds are really healthy. I know that.
I would try it. I'd try it. You don't want any of that?
Well, do the chia seeds taste like anything?
They're flavorless.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know what that means. Ah, man. That's amazing. Chia seeds. Yeah, I didn't know what it was, but I had to take a picture of it. She's like, she told me the other day, I'm going to go make this. I'm like, I don't even know what that is, but okay, have fun. I'm going to make it for me tomorrow. And then I didn't go in the fridge or didn't notice it. Like, after she was done, it was there. After she went to bed, I opened the fridge. I'm like, that's it? That you're drinking that goes in you.
Would you go to the lake and fucking scoop that out?
Okay, all right, cool. I guess that's a new thing.
You know, we have a filtered water.
Yeah. So that was it almost kind of made me gag when I looked at it too. I'm just because
you didn't try it.
I didn't try that shit.
Man, you gotta try it.
You gotta try it.
Yeah, it's gonna be horrible, but you gotta try it.
Nah, I wouldn't do it.
Fucking pussy. Fucking pussy.
You were gonna talk about something, Ty, and then you were like outside, and you're like, "Oh, I'll save it to the show." It's like the only thing I got to talk about.
Stone grocery shopping and why.
Oh yeah,
you know, we all know it's a bad idea. Don't do that.
Grocery shopping. Oh, Stone grocery shopping.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of past the point in this ethos of myself where I don't really get munchies like the normal. On occasion, I'll get like a "Ooh, I'm hungry."
But that's just hunger.
It doesn't really happen often in the munchy sense. Anyways, I go to the grocery store because I used the last bit of laundry detergent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I should probably go replace that in case somebody else here needs that, you know.
Because I'm not going to wash my clothes. I don't care about
me.
Well, for me too, but at the same time, I wanted to do it quickly. Like, I did it that day because, you know, otherwise I just would have forgot.
Yeah.
I would have totally forgot to go. So yeah, I go, and then I also took my bag of change. You guys keep your change? Do you have like a
I do.
I got a
yeah,
jar
of course,
right there.
Yeah.
I just kind of throw it in that jar.
When do you cash it in? Like, how long do you wait?
I don't.
I use the quarters.
I inevitably end
you
up
use them?
Yeah.
I end up using it for tolls and stuff. I don't want a Sun Pass. I haven't ever had one. I only use a toll road like three times, you know, I don't use them, so I just don't.
Yeah.
And I, you know, occasionally when I do, I'll just use change there. But
I hold on to my pennies though. I got a serious penny collection.
That's interesting to me. I mean, I hate change.
I don't use cash much, so I don't end up with a lot of change.
I use a lot of cash. I totally do.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Me either.
But that shit just piles up after a while. And instead of taking it to the bank has change machines sometimes. I don't know if they all do, but Publix has them.
So. Yeah, but they charge you, don't they?
9%.
It's 9%. Yeah. That was actually a shocker. I don't remember.
So 9 cents to the dollar?
Butt fuck.
I was pretty surprised. Sandwich baggie full of change, it was $100. It was like...
That's awesome, though.
$101 odd. And they took... It ended up being $88 or
something.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
It was crazy.
It's so funny you mentioned that, though, because I had a friend on Facebook, like, they've been giving, like, for chores and stuff to their, like, new little, you know, baby kid or whatever. Like,
roll the change?
Well, just, like, some change here and there. Like, you know, good job. You did this, you know, so he's been taught to save, and he finally got enough to get a Lego set or whatever. But like, they took him to one of those machines, and I'm like, I commented, I'm like, did you tell him how they're stealing his money, basically?
Yeah.
You tell him that? You should teach him some real lessons.
But what's the other option? You got to sit there, you got to roll that shit? I thought they would do it at the bank.
I thought they had a
No,
thing
you
got
to fucking
it.
Roll that shit and take it to him rolled.
I don't think you have to take it to him rolled. I don't know. I'm
pretty sure you do.
It seems like an
asshole. And all
move
those fucking machines
change.
That you put the change in,
they never fucking work.
My
dad had like 8 of them, and he would always throw them to me, like, you do this. And I would never.
Those machines are fucking bullshit.
They're irritating.
They break immediately.
Yeah. Mine fucked up at least once, but I had.
Someone needs
Canadian
to invent one of those
there.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone did. It's called a Coinstar, and it charges you 9 cents
exactly.
a fucking dollar.
God damn it. They beat us to it. We were totally going to get there.
Yeah.
All right. So, regardless,
right.
I did this, and in
and
my
you're like,
mind.
Oh, grocery money.
Hey, look.
I'm already here.
$100 that just fappened out of nowhere is like, okay, fine. This is cool.
$88.
And,
$88, exactly.
Yeah.
$88.63.
Guess what I spent?
$92.
No, sir.
More?
You guess what I spent.
$139.
That's pretty fucking close. It was, I think it was 140.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I don't know. Somewhere in there. It was in the low 140.
Wow,
area.
Wow. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and it was like nothing in your shopping cart. It was like five items.
When you see what I actually got.
I got a whole
if you
ham.
See what I got?
That should be a game on the show. Guess what's in Ty's shopping cart.
Shopping cart.
I couldn't believe it. I got nothing but snacks. I have not one actual
seven
meal.
Cases of Cheez-Its.
Yeah, well, I did get
every
two
flavor.
Large boxes of...
the hot and spicy.
The cheese sandwiches. What are those goddamn things called?
Cheese. Are you talking about the one with the fucking stick that you fucking spread
the
cheese?
The
oh, those are
cheese.
Good.
Those are
good.
I love those things.
I would buy those.
Yeah.
The cracker ones?
Yeah, just the crackers. They
make them in peanut butter too.
Yeah,
like,
the peanut butter cheese.
Then they make some a bunch of different flavors.
They're like wafers or something.
Although, you buy those?
Those
are awesome. Those are a cheap, good snack.
They are.
I stand by that purpose.
No one buys
time.
Those.
I do.
You so steal those.
I got lost
for people to buy them.
There was a lot of buy one get one good deals.
Oh yeah,
and there was also you could get that and an assorted box of other shit, which had fruit snacks and Rice Krispie treats. Listen to me, I'm a diabetic. I love it.
Did you get anything good? Like anything like positive for your body? Like get some bread?
I got a lot of cereal.
Some bread? That's what you go to? Did you get anything healthy? Did you get bread?
I didn't get bread.
Bread is a staple of life, my friend.
I got a lot of morning food.
It's
I got
in
a
the
lot
Bible,
of
I think.
I got a lot of yogurt. I got some granola.
That's like, good, yeah.
That's kind of my jam lately. It's a go-to snack.
It's good if you're a 90-pound model that needs to just, you know, have a laid-back Sunday afternoon, whatever, you know?
Whatever.
You know, nothing too strenuous for you.
What else you get, Tom?
I also got a bunch of these, you know, Diet Arnold Palmer's.
You just bought drinks and fucking chips. That's essentially what you bought.
Yeah.
And then he ate it all in one day.
I got
day.
A whole bunch of almonds, the different flavored almonds.
Tell me you got some cheese at least.
Are you so,
and cheese.
So you're the type of...
I got the Gouda, little Gouda guys.
The ones you steal from me all the time. So you could have bought me a bag over. I ate most of that already.
So when you go shopping like this, are you literally hitting every aisle and looking at every item and contemplating everything?
No, just
everything?
the ones with the stuff
or
that he's not supposed to eat.
Or just the one that says snacks above it.
Yeah. And also, I did get some like important shit for the house. I feel like that house mom all of a sudden, because nobody else will buy
you got
shit,
a new
like
Swiffer
paper towels.
And shit.
Paper towels, laundry shit, and paper plates, you know, shit like that. I totally...
That's good, man.
I take on the cost.
I'm impressed, I suppose.
You'd be amazed.
Do you do the shopping here, Owen?
Fuck no, yeah. I don't go to the store. That sounds like way too much work. That's all Teresa. She's, I'll go in here, if there's, like, specific little meals and stuff, like, I'll hop down and I'll get, like... the steaks and like a meal for something.
Yeah,
right.
She will do
the big shop of
things, you know? And so, yeah, she definitely gets the shittier end of the stick on that one just because I hate it, man. I hate grocery shopping. And then she's one of these that does love. You walk up every aisle, don't you?
I do.
Every single aisle.
I like shopping, man, until I got to pay, but the grocery shopping's the shit, but I just fucking go in there and I want everything, and then I know, like, and then it just doesn't seem to last. Like, how the fuck did I just eat $200 worth of food in a few days? Well, not a few days, but a week. Like, God damn it.
I'm going to have some stuff for a while. I made some decent purchases, but I would say that was about, 5% of my 100% of good choices. It was such a weird conglomeration of shit that I bought when I was unpacking it.
Well, then we got to go into then the Thai puke count for the week, because we haven't got there.
It was mostly a good week, to tell you the truth. It was pretty smooth sailing.
Good.
But after last week's show, I got a lot of gringos. I totally got a ton of Mexican food. And puke counts in the
So you just think you overate. Is that what you're going with?
I overate, but it was still, like I said, when I got my ultrasound, I haven't had my follow-up doctor appointment yet. I think they found the ulcer. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
I'm pretty sure they honed in on a spot. And
yeah, you mentioned.
Pretty sure.
So what's overeating gringos? I'm curious. If you thought you overeat, how much did you eat?
I had a burrito and a chicken enchilada and 3 tacos.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of food, dude. Man.
That is a lot of food.
Their burritos aren't small either.
No, dude. Burrito. Holy fuck. In one sitting, you down 3 tacos, an enchilada, and a gringos burrito.
I did have like a food child in me. I could see it. It was like...
That's not good, man.
That's impressive. I mean, if you didn't puke, but that's a lot of food.
It's fascinating to me. I could not put that down.
Owen takes one bite out of a burrito and he's done.
I'm like, oh, half my burrito. Good to go. Give me another beer. Good to go.
Usually my portions aren't that big. Like, I'm somewhat more responsible about portions these days, but man, my eyes were big that night.
I'm that way with Taco Bell, man. I'll order way too much. And when you order that much, you just have to eat it at that point. It's I don't want these 2 last tacos, but I'm going in because I'm not going to eat them tomorrow. That's disgusting.
That's a bad
idea. Oh, I'll eat tacos tomorrow.
It depends.
Not a plain taco.
You got to be smart about this. You got to become.
There's a very small window when you can eat
There is. But you also have to become, especially with Taco Bell, for instance, you have to become the master of the taco or burrito like disassembly reassembly. You can take a chalupa. You can take a chalupa that maybe sat in the fridge for a day, and what you do then when you microwave it, of course, you scrape off the lettuce and you scrape off the very very top layer. And you dissect your,
it's a lot of work, man.
And you just it's easy.
I just eat it cold.
you take it out. It's got the paper, and then you roll all the goodness with the sour cream and everything, and the lettuce onto a plate.
Microwaving sour cream.
No, you're taking that out of the equation.
You put that back in.
Well, then I throw the taco into the microwave. Heat the taco.
Yeah, but there's no
then
way.
Then bring it out. Put the sour. Put all the goodness from the top, all the toppings back
okay.
on top
wow,
of it.
Wow, that's a lot of
it's
effort.
A process, sir.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I can make it look effortless, sir.
I got that shit down.
It's a science. It's it's all about your ratios and how you use your fork. It's fork technique. It's all I can say.
You got that good fork technique.
I do have good fork technique. When you guys grew up, speaking of fork technique, when you guys grew up, were you taught to like, were you taught to eat? Like fork in left hand?
Well, isn't it like dominant hand, isn't it? Yeah.
See, no. Always in the UK, like my parents never liked the way Americans eat. Like it's a
I don't think anyone likes the way
Americans
eat. Well,
no, your fork's always in your left, your knife is always in your right, and you cut your
meat. See, that makes sense.
What they don't like and they think is like a childish thing is seeing a fork in a right hand and like this one, you know, and like this, like they, and how
shoveling into the face.
Like you guys, when you eat a steak or something, right? Do you cut it off like a bit by bit and just eat a bit off the steak, a bit off the steak? Or do you cut it all up like a baby and like stab it, stab like pieces of it?
No,
like,
you don't like, cut it all up at once because then all the juices come out. It
gets
cold.
A lot of people though, and I'm not, it was like a constant American thing that with food, they would cut whatever, they would start their dinner, they would eat, they would cut everything up, and then they would switch their fork from their left hand to the right hand and then eat everything like that.
Yeah, that's some baby shit.
That is some baby shit, then. Okay.
If you do that, you're a fucking baby.
I'm not crazy. Yeah.
Especially with a steak. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, with, yeah, baby. With a steak.
Fucking baby.
Get
out. Fucking tagalongs.
Babies are kind of like tagalongs.
Yeah, fuck them.
What?
And your goddamn dreams. we never even really got to the end of thanking Ray, but thank you, Ray, for making those stickers for us.
Yeah, and dude in the chat for the concept, you know, the original concept.
Thank you, Mikey Rao, for the concept.
You get a free sticker for that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. At least two.
Yeah,
maybe two. But man, knows if people like them, maybe we'll sell some shirts. Maybe we'll do a pre-order thing.
Yeah,
I think you might be seeing a lot more
like
of that.
If you took that unicorn and just oversized logo on a shirt, just you know, just a massive unicorn, just fuck your dreams.
Oh yeah,
it would be a hit.
It would be a hit.
Yeah,
it would sell everywhere. I know I would wear
it. We'll get Ty a purple one.
Oh man,
heartbeat. Oh, a purple one with that unicorn. I think maybe the shirt needs to be purple.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It would be fresh.
I think who knows? Who knows?
You get me all hot and bothered thinking about that.
Well,
speaking of purple, what's up with the Twitch threes, man?
Yeah. What's going on with your shoes, brother?
So when I
custom shoes.
I think what happened. This is what I know. When they went to actually go charge my card. It was at some
you didn't have
time,
the money
like 3 weeks later. Like when I put the thing through, I had plenty of money, and yeah, that totally.
So the
did
whole
happen.
Time I'm thinking it's a problem with their.
I thought maybe like the factory went on strike or it burned down.
The machinery fucked up, but no.
Like
they're
oh,
like,
man.
Holy shit, this design is too intense for our capabilities.
They got busted for child labor.
Yeah,
and it's
going
to take them at least 6 months to rebuild their fucking. You
there
know,
was a tsunami in China,
days.
And the fucking factory's gone. But no, Ty didn't have the fucking money.
No, it took, come on. It took like 3 days. And I said, please charge my card. Please. So you can send me my damn shoes. But now I feel like I went to the back of the queue again.
Yeah, I would put you to the back of the queue.
He doesn't have money.
You don't have money.
No,
like,
they charged my card. So I know I fucking paid for it now. And
but you go back to the back of the line. You don't get to hop in now. Like,
I don't know. I don't know when the hell it's being shipped to me. But
the designers looked at the design. Get the fuck out of here.
God damn it. And he doesn't have money. We know this motherfucker doesn't
have money. Oh, another Twitch? I remember the Twitch,
you know what
too.
They said.
It's the same guy that made the Twitch one.
They said, fuck your dreams.
He's like, again? He's like, he's still doing this. Yeah. This guy is still doing this.
This guy loves this shit.
Damn right, man.
These are still the ugliest fucking shoes on the planet.
Oh, come on, you know you like them.
Hey,
I can't rag on you too much, Ty. I love them, and they definitely suit you.
Yeah,
but I have a confession to make. I might have done the most pretty scummy thing I've done in a while, and it was all by accident. As many of you know, I am a smoker. I smoke a lot of cigarettes through my days. You know, I may or may not have had like been a little hungover when I went to work on my Monday morning, and you know, as I'm leaving the house, I it was a little cold that morning, so I grab a hoodie, you know, just to wear throughout the day, whatever. Got my hoodie.
Right.
Not even thinking about it. And as I'm on my way to work, I'm like, damn, like, I must have worn this hoodie last night. Shit's fucking, it stinks, you know? Like, stinks like
got that cigarette bar fucking.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'll air it out. Like, and all day, like, I'm wearing the hoodie all day. It doesn't really ever occur to me completely, like, what's going on. Like, never put my pockets or my hands in my pockets. It was fucking cigarette butt that I must have put out. Like on the ground and not wanted to throw it and put it in my pocket for like when I was drunk. And so all day I'm like a walking ashtray and I can't ever shake the smell of this. Like, why am I still smelling? Like,
damn it.
I'm reeking of cigarettes. It's, I mean,
that's a low point in life, man.
It's like I felt like a bum. Like I was walking around like a bum and I didn't like it. And it was, but it was still too cold to, you know, take the hoodie off.
Right.
I didn't
want to
bother with that. Fuck that. I'm not going to be uncomfortable.
Right.
But you ever done anything? Have you ever? Oh my god! You ever done anything that horrible? But you just know you smelled. It sucks when you're like around people, you know. Like,
right. I've never done that. I think I would know.
Not that specific. I've definitely been on a job where like your deodorant just ran out. Like,
I'm working
my ass off doing whatever we were doing.
On Florida, too, in the sun and everything.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, whatever deodorant you put on that morning just decided, I am done now.
Holy shit.
What the fuck is... Hang on, 1 second. For some reason, Paul McCartney's playing over here.
Oh, my loving.
What's up, Doggin? How's it going, buddy?
I mean, when talking about smelling like rancid cigarette butts.
Yeah.
Why not hop in the conversation? I was the king of that shit.
You ever done one of those, though, that move that I just described, like sticking it in your pocket after getting fucking just either drunk or whatever the night before? And like, I hate throwing them places.
Dude, I would have to, before laundry, I would have to do a pants check because I would literally I would have a dozen cigarette butts in my pocket.
Just walk around
because
like
I wouldn't want to just throw them like litter. So
I don't know if that means you're a good person or a horrible person. I'm confused.
It's in this weird gray area. But
yes, exactly. Somehow,
thank you for. Well, no, thank you for definitely being with me on this one here. I'm not the only, you know, complete piece of shit.
Oh, no, definitely not. And you also know that how bad it has to reek for you to actually smell it, because when you're a smoker, you fucking can't smell anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing with me. It's like, I can always be like, I smoked a cigarette like half hour ago or whatever, but... You know.
Yeah, but the person that next to you that doesn't smoke, it's way more intense.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So I can only imagine what the person next to me in this situation.
Yeah, when you're like, holy shit.
When
this
I'm
stinks.
Like, holy shit, like what they're thinking.
You smell like a wet bar ashtray.
Totally, totally.
I'm sure I've been guilty of that plenty of times.
Oh,
yeah.
We all have, I'm sure.
Oh man.
I know. I need to stop and I will.
Nobody is telling you that.
I know, but it is gross. I understand why like ex-smokers fucking hate it. It's just like, ugh.
I still don't hate it though. It doesn't bother me.
No,
like,
it doesn't.
I don't mind being around it either.
You're like one in a million, Ty. I feel like you quit easily after smoking for a long period and it doesn't bother you. Like, that's not normal, which is awesome.
That's good.
I mean,
I kind of like being around it, even though I'd still like a cigarette sometimes. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, I wouldn't mind to do it, but it's not that tempting. It's not like I'm sitting there biting my fucking nails about it.
You hated being around it at first. I know. I remember that, Duncan.
At
first, because it was making me want to fucking smoke.
Yeah, which logically, I mean, that's when you started using just the vaporizer thing all the time. Like, that only lasted for a couple months, and then that was gone. So you were pretty good too, honestly.
It was just to get over the behavior of it,
which is the toughest part. Yeah.
Which I would imagine is definitely the toughest part.
Yeah.
As Zach's coughing off to the side here.
That's different. Sometimes we all got to cough, Owen.
Well, he wasn't doing anything illegal this time, so that's what's weird. Anyway, though, Duncan, speaking of which, well, it's legal there. What's going on, Duncan? You got any correspondence from the Mile High City?
Well, I mean, we did get about a foot of snow, yes.
Blizzard, man.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, well, and the thing is nobody was... Okay, so there's been two major winter, quote-unquote, winter storms of the year before this one. And everybody's like, oh, my God, it's going to be a blizzard. And this one, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be like 3 to 5 inches. And then it dumps a foot of snow.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. And then, like, there were over 600 business and school closures.
Damn.
So everything pretty much kind of shut down.
Yeah, I still had to go to work.
But of course.
The weed will not deliver itself, Duncan.
Dude, I'm like the goddamn post office. Rain nor sleet nor snow nor two stone to drive. I fucking will get you your shit.
It's going
to
happen.
It's going to happen.
Well, you're doing the Lord's work.
That's dedication.
It's an admirable service. I'm sure. You know,
I am trying my best. But other than that, it was surprisingly after the morning bullshit, it was nice and smooth out on the roads. It's going to be icy as fuck in a couple hours when we go to the airport.
You ever in that van,
sister?
In that van of yours that you're driving right now, you ever hit one of those like black ice spots and just like lose it just a little bit? You ever get into anything dodgy?
Any sketchiness?
Yeah.
No sketchiness because, dude, if I'm in the work van, I'm going as slow as I need to go. I give no fucks in the work van. I'm like, nope, I'm cruising. Fuck, no.
Right on, dude. Your phone's breaking up a little more than usual, unfortunately.
That is bullshit. That is, I'm going to blame Comcast is what I'm going to do.
Those
bastards.
Those assholes.
Hey, so wait, did you say McKenna's there already or no?
Uh-oh.
No,
this is the Ty swoops in. Show.
We're going to pick her up in a couple hours there, perv lizard.
Tell her my sweet sexy
Ty's on his way.
Yeah, Ty's on his way.
For those of you who don't know.
We'll be bro-in-laws.
That is, Ty is referring to Kelsey Duncan's fiance's younger sister. And he once again is trying to put his lizard dick in anything that he can.
That's not true. I'm very selective most of the time.
Yeah. Very selective of who gets the poof.
But, you know, she gifted me an Enterprise.
Starship Enterprise from Star Trek.
And it was meant to be after that.
Yeah. It was meant to be after that.
It's entangled my heart. Yeah. And her kid is actually pretty cool.
If you can't see him, Duncan, but his head is like in the clouds right now.
Oh,
he's,
yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
He's
buzzing
about the room.
Hold on.
Yeah, get that periscope on you. Let the listeners see that.
Bullshit fluttering around him.
Exactly.
Might as well.
Oh, like I'm watching the goddamn periscope.
Whatever. Fine.
He was flying around the room, though. He was.
Oh, I believe it. That's what he does. He's a lizard man with the gift of flight.
I don't even know what that is. But
I don't either. Because I just made it up.
It's kind of bat-like, though. I feel like that's
he's transforming.
That can fly is kind of a bat. Yeah. I'm yeah. Sure.
Lizard flying.
He does only come out at night. It is.
Man, I have been a nocturnal being lately. It's actually very true.
What if Ty was the Batman?
No. The man bat.
Oh yeah, he got the Brian.
Man bat.
I am man bat.
That would be better.
He's a bat that's just man sized.
Yeah, he's a man sized
with stomach problems.
yeah, with an ulcer.
Yeah, he smokes a lot of weed.
That's probably gonna help the ulcer.
Yeah,
I hope
calm
so.
It down.
Yeah, that's how he can fly. He can only fly if he smokes a little bit.
And the ulcer
clears up just enough he's not in enough pain where he can just flutter a little bit.
Kind of like Towley, the bat.
He's kind of the worst bat ever because he can't... He can't actually do anything. Well, you know, bats only fly at night. He's only got a select few of those hours even that he can even fly around. So it's like...
And I got to eat insects when I'm flying. I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hence,
I mean, that's just science.
That's science. And it's good for mosquitoes. So we'll
keep it around. Indeed.
All right, Duncan, we're going to let you go as it is absolutely about time for us to take a little break. Again, we are doing a shorter show, a little bit shorter this week. We'll come back. We'll do some clips. we will and we'll kind of wrap this thing up, man. Nice. We're gonna
nice little Tuesday show for y'all.
Yeah, exactly. We got shit to do, motherfuckers, and we can't do a show.
It's the beginning of the week.
We don't get paid enough from you.
I got jobs, goddammit.
Yeah, seriously.
Sometimes.
Not high.
Sometimes.
But hey, we figured we'd try and get you a show this week, and that's why we're doing this. So we love you, and Duncan, you take care. You take care of yourself.
Love you too, motherfucker.
We'll talk to you soon.
Drive later. Safe.
Give me
drive
love
safe.
McKenna, hey.
Stay high. Well, that was always good, you know.
It's good to hear from Duncan. Good it's been a couple weeks.
I think you say that every time he calls.
I feel like it is.
It's been a couple weeks. I actually don't know how long it's been. Did he call us? He probably didn't.
Duncan's
call
been
us,
absent lately, and it's almost like I expect to get a call from Duncan. It's,
there may
it's
have been a week
show.
Or two, maybe.
It's all
I'll
good.
I'll give you your due diligence over there, Zach.
We're gonna
I'm the only one that remembers what goes on in this fucking show.
Much
no,
more
no one can't
I
remember
do.
5 minutes ago.
Pretty much not.
Ty can't remember when we do shows. Oh fuck. Yeah. The show starts in an hour. He's fucking
I did almost
Oh,
forget.
I almost forgot.
I,
oh,
well, almost I remembered forgot. Like I started out the day right, but then it got, you know, off on a course.
That's why I know
tangent.
I just have to remind you a couple of hours out just in case.
I appreciate that. I had to reel it in.
Anyway, we're going to take a little break like we do. We'll take our 15 minutes or so. I'll get smelling like disgusting cigarettes for, a couple minutes. And then we'll come back in. Like I said, we're going to be, we got plenty more in store for you. It's not just clips. We got a lot to talk about.
Plenty.
Namely, I think we need a new name for the studio, which I've been coming up with a couple of good ones.
I'm excited to hear that, yeah.
And yeah, man.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Get the stickers soon, because guess what, guys? We say a new thing at the end of the first segment.
Fuck
your
dreams.
We gotta work on that one.
Yeah, we gotta work on it.
Fuck your dreams.
But it's all good, because the stickers look amazing, and you'll be seeing those soon. New website coming soon as well.
Thanks, Ray.
15 minutes, promise. The big old fat dude come around the corner with a gun on his hip. He said, "What y'all want?" Hey there, degenerates. Do you have a band? Do you have a podcast? Do you have a business? Or do you even have just an event that's coming up that you'd like to promote? Well, I'll tell you what's probably good for you. It's the Oh No Advertising Program. Right now, for only $50 a month, you get an ad on a weekly Oh No radio show. Not only that, but you get all the Facebook and Twitter promotions that we can throw your way. On top of that, when the new ohnomedia.com website is built, you will have an ad on the front page that people can go and they can visit and they can click on and do anything that they do with ads. You know how they work. Anyway, for $50 a month, you get all that. And there's one other thing that's even better. It's amazing. Guess what, guys? The first month, for a limited time only, is free. That's right. Free advertising for a month. Please sign up by emailing owen@ohnoradioshow.com or find us on Facebook at Oh No Radio Show. Guys, it's the shit. Look at that.
And we're back from break.
Oh wow, we're back from break. No, it's the future. Do you guys hear that ad?
That was good, man. I liked it. Yeah,
it's the future.
I would pay $50 for that shit.
I tell you what,
and you get a month free.
Now you do have to pay for 2 months.
For 2 months.
Yeah, so for $100, you can get 3 months of all.
No, you got to pay for a month, but you get a month free.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You got to pay for a month, but you get a month free with every purchase of a month. Yeah. So, yeah, you get a month free. That's the deal. That's the deal right now. $50.
Oh, I thought everyone that just walked up got it for free.
No, someone's asking in the chat room, what's the catch? Like, yeah, you got to. It's free advertising. You got to pay me the $50, and then you get a month free.
You get you 2 months.
Come on. I was trying not to insult my listeners.
Hey, it's a hell of a deal.
This is a business, sir.
Send us money.
Send us money. Anyway, I got a weird thing I got to say.
Oh.
I don't know how I feel about this.
What weird thing is that?
No. My male boss, though, bought me a cake pop.
A cake pop?
You know what a cake pop is?
I think so.
From Starbucks.
If there was something gayer to buy than a lollipop for another man, it's a cake
pop. It's a cake pop.
Yeah. So it's literally like a lollipop-sized piece of cake.
Yes.
On a stick.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, yeah. Ty. That's you all hit the nail is. Completely
I
on
mean, that. I mean, I'd eat it, I guess, but I'd feel guilty.
They are delicious. I'm not going to lie. They are delicious.
They're bullshit. Fuck a cake pop, dude.
You look a bit homosexual eating them. but they go well with coffee, you know? He didn't buy me a coffee as well. I feel
so
like
it's just regular cake.
I feel like it was an employer thing. Like, I happen to buy a couple of extra cake pops for people, you know? Like, I'm being cool, dude. Like,
yeah, but that's an odd thing.
How would you feel if your boss bought you a cake pop?
I would accept because, you know, you can't just turn it down. You don't want to be a dick and it's cake.
I mean, it's a cake.
But
it
would bother me a little bit because it's a super gay thing.
Are you
thing.
Trying to put it in me? Because I want your cake pop, but not if it includes anal sex.
I got the cake pop and he asked me which flavor I wanted to. He asked me.
Wow.
He asked me which one, a chocolate one or a birthday cake one. And the birthday cake ones had way too. I went with chocolate. I'm like, I'm not fucking getting the birthday cake.
That was his
cake
test.
One.
He was seeing if you were gay or not.
I think so.
If you picked the birthday cake, he was going to go after it.
Yeah.
But you picked chocolate, so you were in the clear.
Or I like black dudes only.
Right.
I don't
was
know.
Obviously, the white or black is what that was.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah. You want birthday cake or you want, you know,
roofie flavor?
Funny thing is about this dude, totally straight, I think. Like, you know, I really do think he's totally straight.
Yeah, he just has gay tendencies.
Not even. Like, but just buying me
this is
pop.
Where it starts.
It's all a joke, but it was just such a weird thing. Like, my boss bought me a cake.
And were you, like, strangely drowsy one day?
Well, then I put the cake. I didn't want it. I didn't really want it. And at the time,
it?
No, I didn't. I was actually really busy this particular day. I never got around to eating the fucking thing. It came really late in my day. It was, you know, towards the end of my shift.
Right.
And I put it to one side and then I'm like getting ready to leave. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll throw my cake pop in my bag as I'm like gathering my shit. I forgot about it when I got home. So cake pop greets me in the morning when I go back to work.
Yeah.
The following day, and cake pop's in perfect condition.
Nice.
I'm like, is it bad if I eat this cake pop? I want the cake pop right now. This cake pop kind of looks delicious. It's not.
It was a nice surprise.
It was. So I ate the cake pop.
I would take a little bite. I would take a mini bite and be like, pretty good.
That's why they're bullshit, because it's like literally one bite of cake.
I squeezed it, and I was just like, you can get a maximum of 3 bites, but that's if you're just doing...
That's little bitch-ass bites.
They are bitch-ass bites, but you're savoring every cake pop
exactly.
Moment.
Who wants to do that? Your cake... Fucking demolish it.
You're a cake pop destroyer. You just pop them bitches.
That's how you do it.
They're like hors d'oeuvres to you at a Christmas party. You just stick a stick in it and you shove it in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's
how cake pops work. Yeah.
But that's what, you know, essentially like all foods on sticks need to abide by, that you need to be a one bite scenario, I think.
No.
They should be.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I do see what you're saying. And but, I can accomplish this.
But then you have to buy multiple. Like, what if you're really hungry?
If you're a good
host,
buy multiple. You're going to have a lot of sticks, you know?
Yeah, for hosting purposes, yeah. You have it on a stick. One bite.
Toothbites. Yeah, whatever.
All right, so next show I expect some tooth bites.
Some tooth bites,
cheese
yeah.
Plate. Cheese plate.
Yeah, cheese plate. What else?
Don't tell
got?
Me. Tell Teresa. She's the one. She's the one that will get you. All right, we're gonna hop into it.
Oh, good lips. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips.
What you talk about?
You know we got them, baby.
You guys get a lot of telemarketers calling you? I've had them back these days.
Yeah.
They're hopping back up again.
I've gone to the I don't answer my phone if I don't know who's calling now. Like
I was
never that way because work, you know, if work calls me and I don't pick up, maybe they don't leave a message.
Right now I'm a bit in that conundrum because I've also got the car on the Craigslist thing.
Yep.
So
yeah,
I'd like,
see, you gotta answer. You gotta answer.
Sometimes, yeah. But I haven't. If I'm at work and I'm busy, I can't answer. You know, like
right,
you gotta understand that. Maybe I should put that on the ad or whatever.
But I expect somebody, you know, if they're calling for that,
leave a message.
They better leave a message.
They never leave a message. They never want to leave a message.
Dicks.
Anyway. When it comes down to telemarketers, they're the scum of the earth. And this guy created a bot that he's doing these prank phone call things for. It's Jolly Roger Telephone.com, I believe it is. Let's see if I can get this resized. These fucking clips are killing me. The whole thing is they are calls to which he's developed this very specific algorithm and all these amazing responses to a telemarketer's call. So it's having a conversation back with him, and it's
right.
These are just recordings
is this
of,
one, the
of
anonymous...
telemarketers getting pissed
Hello?
Off at the...
Is this the anonymous
no,
one?
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, good day. Is this a company?
Yes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a company?
Yeah. He's confusing him. You know, is
what
this
company is this?
Oh, actually, hey, hang on a second.
Hang on a second.
Well, I'm on the phone. Well, we haven't really gotten that far.
So what it does...
Sorry.
It's just when you call, when you basically like
can I talk to you later, honey?
Put this number, you can kind of give this number. There's a way to give this number to telemarketers. They'll call it and it'll essentially like make these, you know, it'll forward it through this service and your number will then get deleted. There's a way to do it where you can get your number deleted from lists, and that's how he was doing it. Like, you can set up a forwarding thing. So if they're calling you, you send them to this, then this particular like website that's up
them.
Right now will literally fuck with them the whole time. Like, and there are some amazing ones. I'll fast forward through this a little bit.
Hello.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. What company is this? This
Hello,
is
are
Mark.
You a real person?
Yes, I am.
Sure.
Hello.
Oh, actually, hey, hang on a second. Hey, honey.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, I'm on
the Are you ready for business?
He just well, keeps like really doing this whole thing. No, like I'm on the phone. And so the algorithm is great because it just consistently, it has so many responses that it's pulling out ones that kind of sort of fit and it's like measured to it.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really smart. I know that one wasn't the greatest clip, but I thought I had another one pulled. Yeah, this one. My robot needs to man up.
Hello? Hello?
This guy,
hello.
Good afternoon, hello.
Crazy.
Yes.
Hello, Mr.
Yes?
Hey, good afternoon, sir. My name is William. I'm here with your design. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, actually, hey, hang on a second. Hey, honey. Yeah?
Pardon?
Well, I'm on the phone. Well,
I'll,
we haven't really
got I'll give you on the other
line. I'm not sure yet. Sorry. Who, never mind. Can I talk to you later, honey?
It sounds real, though,
Sorry.
Doesn't it?
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
So, who's this?
Okay.
Sorry, can you start over? Who's this? Why are you calling?
No problem, sir. My name is William, here with the design. And the only reason why I was given a call was just seeing if there might have been something, you know, in the future down the road that you guys might have been thinking of doing
this
with the home
network
to leave you a good estimate with along with our references. So that way, if you decide to maybe do something, we just hope we'll be one of the companies you might give a call back to.
Okay.
You know, like we do interior, exterior work, everything from the foundation all the way up to the roof. And, you know, I would just think if there was something, you know, maybe kitchen, bathroom, or painting, or I don't know if you have cracks in your driveway that we can take a look at for you and leave you a good quote with.
Yeah.
Was there anything like that you were considering this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what would that be?
Hang on a second. Hang on. There's
okay.
a bunch going on
nope.
here. Hang on.
No problem. Go ahead.
Wait for it.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Who's this? What are you calling about again?
This is William with Design. Just saying if there might be, you know, some work or repair in the future that you might be thinking about doing with the home that we can leave you a good estimate with along with our references so that way you can give us a call back in the future.
Right.
You know, something maybe on the inside or outside that you might have been thinking of doing later on.
Sure.
Sure.
I want to know, so what myself. Would that be like with the kitchen, bathroom, or I don't know, maybe something on the outside, like with painting or with the roof? Or maybe even, you know,
I really hope it goes back.
He's repeating himself.
I'm sorry. I have to let it get to a point because it gets so good. And I'm sorry this clip is going to be long. We're going to sit through it until you realize the amazing part. And you will see it because he goes on another story. And it obviously triggers a complete other response of the other story. It's just amazing.
Oh, geez. Hang on. There's a bee on me. Hang on. There's a bee on my arm.
Right.
Okay.
Is it going to sting you?
You know what?
You're okay?
You keep talking. I'm not going to talk, though, but go ahead and keep talking. Say that part again, and I'm just going to...
Say what part again?
Because of this bee.
Because of the bee?
I'm not going to talk.
It's totally crawling up my arm. It's crawling on my arm.
So you're just going to let it crawl, or you can actually flick it before it does anything?
It's okay. Anyway, so, sorry, you keep talking. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yeah, I was. This I was saying, you know, you can flick it or shoot it away and it won't sting you, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, so why would you let it crawl on your arm?
Okay, it's gone. Hey, okay, so yeah. You know when I said I was listening to you during the bee thing? I was just concentrating on the bee. I'm sorry. So can you start over? Right. What were you saying during the bee?
Can I start over again? You're recording this because I said it like 3 or 4 times, or you're attempting to waste a telemarketer's time when they get paid to talk on the phone.
Oh, damn.
Or you actually sincerely didn't hear anything I said. Because either way it goes, it doesn't matter to me.
He's getting pissed now. You can hear it.
So you can either be honest about what's going on, or we can keep playing because I get paid to do this.
Right.
Was there anything you might have been thinking about doing with your home in the future that I can leave you a free estimate with?
Sure.
What were you considering doing?
Right back to the beginning.
Okay, so I just woke up from a nap. I'm still kind of groggy, and I took some medicine that doesn't help. So, you know that feeling when you just wake up, you need a couple minutes to think and figure out what's going on? Maybe drink some coffee.
Right.
You drink coffee?
Right.
Hey, honey, is there any
coffee? Yep, naturally.
So hang on.
I was in the Navy for 9 years, so naturally I do that.
Can you just go a little slower? Who's this?
Right, one more time. My name is William.
Okay.
Design.
You know, I'm having trouble concentrating because you sound exactly like somebody I went to high school with. So sorry.
Doubtful.
Say that part again.
Doubtful. Like I said, sir, are we actually being serious going on here? Are you trying to waste my time when I get paid to speak on the phone? Let's just be very clear about that, because you're not wasting my time at all. This is something I get paid to do. Do not.
So, okay, though.
He is wasting his
time. He is, though.
That's the ultimate goal of fucking with a telemarketer, is
exactly.
To take up as much of their time.
Yeah.
He's not making commission if you're not fucking buying shit.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
To speak to somebody about trying to earn their business, hopefully.
Right.
And I know you're not just waking up groggy because you was on the phone with your wife or something and you had a bee on your arm. So either you're like not telling the truth, meaning you're lying, trying to waste my time, or not.
Okay.
So, you know, man up. Let's say what's going on.
Man up.
So man up. Are we being serious, or are you just joshing around? Because either we can change the subject and talk about basketball if you're not going to talk about any business. Or we can talk about the bee that you imagined on your arm.
I love it.
Okay.
Or we can talk about whatever else is distracting you from thinking that you're... Because this is nothing for me. This is what I do all day, every day. I have this job because I have PTSD and don't deal with people personally so well. So this is something that I can do.
You know what? It's been great talking to you. I wish I had more time.
Yeah, I thought so.
I really have to go now.
We will definitely give you a call back probably tomorrow. Yeah, we definitely will. We definitely will. Yeah, sure.
Bye.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Oh, it's art. It's art.
It's symphony.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing. I know that clip was long, but I had to get you through that. I had to get you through that.
Yeah, well worth it.
This one's a middle of the road. I'll pump you up with one more before the end of clips, but this one, I don't know, actually, it's kind of amusing. It's one of these YouTube guys, these YouTube celebrities, but apparently this thing occurred to him, and he's has no idea how it fucking happened. It doesn't seem like a bit. It actually seems like he's legit. In actually reading it, like he's like, where the fuck did this information come from? And check out, imagine if this happened to you. You'll see what's talking.
This is the weirdest thing, but it's come to my attention that in David a movie about Hackman. Gay teen suicide called Minnesota Nice, which I'm not familiar with, there's a point in the beginning of the movie where it goes through gay teens who committed suicide. And somehow my picture's in there. A picture of me from when I'm like 22 years old or something like that. Take a look at this.
Why?
Samantha Johnson was 13 years old.
Justin Auberg killed himself last July. He was just 15 years old.
I am devastated over the death of 18-year-old Tyler Clementi.
Lance.
Is that him?
What the hell is going on around here? I have no idea what this is. I've never heard of Minnesota Nice until it was pointed out to me that I'm featured in the movie as a gay teen that the movie is dedicated to who committed suicide. I'm obviously not a teen, and the picture is from when I was 20-something. I'm not gay. I wasn't bullied. I'm alive. I mean, I just don't get what the hell's going on here. I don't know how I got into this movie. If anyone knows anything about the producers or where what list they got to feed.
Can you imagine?
So they made this movie.
And you're a dead gay teen in it, just so you know.
All right.
It's where did they find that? Is it just them?
Do you get a royalty?
I mean, obviously
check?
It's bullshit.
And they found some picture of some kid that was on the internet somewhere, and they threw in the movie probably, you know, like reaching for another story or another slide on a thing that maybe, I don't know, they got it mixed up or they catfished him. Like, I mean,
catfished him.
They kind of did though, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know how deep it goes, but that was.
My father would never be able to look at me the same. Yeah, but you're still a dead gay teen to me.
Teacher people, or what on earth is going on here? It would be really good to know, because I'll be honest, this is the weirdest video explanation I've ever had to do about anything. I've had to do videos when I've misspoken.
We know what you've done in your videos, bud. We get it.
Pretty gay stuff.
We got one more clip this week, and then we'll be wrapping that up. I told you guys, it's a fast show tonight. We gotta get things on the road here. Zach's on his way to goddamn New Orleans.
I am.
In the matter of hours. So we need
I gotta get out of here.
He's gone.
He's gotta go to
I gotta hit the road.
We're gonna hear a little bit about that actually before we wrap up the show, because we gotta do that. But this is the worst. We can't have a show without a little bit of wrestling.
Of course not.
But of course.
We'll have wrestling podcast.
We'll have riots.
McMahon?
No. We're done with McMahon for a little while. We've gone through some of his worst.
Yeah.
We've gone through some of his worst. Now, this is the worst botch in wrestling history. It's, you know what a botch is? You know, it's a botched move, obviously.
Yeah,
it's something that goes horribly wrong.
Failed.
This was from a few years ago. But, man, it's something you just see going wrong so far away. And I know people, like, you just have to look at this and...
He executes this maneuver from the top rope.
This is not started yet.
He just jacked his jaw with a forearm. What is this?
Sheree
getting on the top floor in the high rent district. Here he goes.
Oh, damn.
Crossing himself.
Oh, my God.
That looked brutal.
Oh, my God. God, dude.
Is he
I knew
dead?
It was going to be some fucking neck shit.
You feel every bit of it, too, that after this double somersault thing that he did in the air.
Neck straight into the head straight into the
damn.
Fucking
oh, my
deck.
God. He was going for an extra rotation and caught it like right as his head was swinging for that extra rotation.
That was like a two and a half, I think, what he did.
All the force straight to the back of the skull.
Yeah,
and,
if he's not paralyzed, I'm surprised.
Watch the end of the match. He doesn't look too good right
there. Wait, let me get up. I can get up. Oh, I can't get up.
No, I can't even fucking move.
Get over here.
Wow, it's like...
Oh, he's still in it.
He doesn't...
Oh, it's like a weird vibe in there now. Like you,
like they know
everyone's like that guy's neck half dead.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like even
yeah.
though the wrestler okay. just walked over and I'm like, was this dude still alive?
Like, pretty much. Like, yeah, we need to get this match over. Yeah. Over and the guy still just goes, I'm trying to kick yeah. out. I'm trying to.
I'm still in here. I'm the champ.
I'm tough. I'm tough, dude.
You can't beat me.
Yeah. It's sad. All right, I lied. There's one more clip. It's this commercial that's going on that just really makes me laugh. It's an advertisement for Philadelphia, and it's got a Godzilla, Ben Franklin, and a Godzilla, and he's fighting a Philly cheesesteak. It's the best thing ever. I'm sorry. This will brighten the mood.
We're all having fun. It's Philadelphia. Oh, God. Oh,
what beautiful Philadelphia is. Whoa, what's that?
There's a large shadow of a Ben Franklin.
It's a massive Ben Franklin.
Oh, it's huge. Franklinzilla.
Now there's a massive.
Oh. There's a big old cheesesteak. Oh, my God.
This shit's getting real.
Yeah.
This is my town, motherfucker.
Damn, Ben Franklin has laser eyes.
Laser eyes.
Cheesesteak's trying to claim it, man.
Oh, cheesesteak. It's like his blood was flying against the wall after he got hit with the laser eyes.
What's with them?
Well, those two, they're always fighting for
attention. Oh, Philadelphia, you're
There's more to a
so
legendary
awesome.
City than its legends. Plan your legendary stay at visitphilly.com.
If I go to Philly and I don't see that shit, right? I'm disappointed.
Why haven't we been there?
They just hyped it up way too much.
I know, right? Well, that was clips, folks. Clips, 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 yeah. clips. You
play
get
out.
Idea. Clips. You got to play outro. Clips. Clips.
Yeah. But yeah.
You should, yeah. You need to cut that and use that. Just randomly for the intro. Or
So remember I said we need...
A bug just landed on my arm.
I don't know.
Just hold on a second. While it crawls on me. I'm listening.
Sir, I get paid to do this shit. There ain't no bug on your arm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a great guy to have on the show, though. He just comes, like, random stuff sure. just comes out. Like, oh, really? That happened? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
You guys go ahead and talk while this crawls on me.
I wonder if you can just call it and have a conversation with it. You probably could, right?
We should try.
I got to find the number idea. Next what, week.
Keep them
well,
on.
we need to get Alexa in the studio more often.
Alexa's fun to get in the studio. We can yell at her, stupid bitch. I like how you can yell at technology, like women, especially technology women like Siri and like it's part of the
still,
fun, right? You
can just submissive. Get
to fuck you, Alexa, you dumb bitch. I do that all the time. Like she's like, sorry, I don't know what that is, and then she's like.
For those that don't know, Alexa is Owen's robot in his house.
Yeah, exactly.
Not an actual human being.
It's the only reason to have a robot, by the way.
Yeah, talk shit to.
Talk
That's
shit
why
to
man
it.
Created robot.
It's like man created
Not
robot.
To really do shit, just yeah. so you could talk shit.
It's like, right. So you can kick him every once in a while. You know, that's. Yeah. I want a real life robot that's like a child. That makes you that does things for you, and then you just kick it over.
A
every
child
once in a while.
You can kick.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be great, wouldn't it? But you just—it's a slave and does everything you want. Like, fold my
child
laundry.
Robot slave.
Yeah, yeah. I'd make him do the laundry. We were talking about how much like the laundry's not that bad until you have to fold the fucking laundry.
It's a process.
And put it away. That part's the worst part. Child slave robot. That would yeah. solve this.
And that's how you wake it up. You got to kick it.
You got to kick it. Like you kick it in the head
a
couple
times. It
doesn't
do shit unless you kick it first. That's like...
Oh, sorry. And then he...
Step one in telling it to do anything is kicking it.
Oh, sorry. And you just like... You'd have a really annoying voice, so you'd want to kick it more, you know?
Thank you for kicking me.
We always end the show on a high note.
Oh, it says the show's over.
Well, I know it's getting to that point.
Well, you know.
I mean, we could talk about kicking babies all night, so I figured that was the last topic.
Don't you make me do it.
God damn it.
Oh, damn.
I said at the top of the show that because...
Oh, you got a whole one product line.
Because of you being an asshole, I'm going to pull the one
That's
product
fine.
Out.
That's fine.
Because you hate products. And that's the game I like playing with you.
I bet it's something revolutionary that I can't wait to get.
Oh, no. This is going to leave
no,
you.
No, no.
It's going to leave you all with a bit of a boner. I'm not going to lie. You can thank Danya for this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Virtua Dolls. It's a new Indiegogo campaign. Men have long dreamed of experiencing fantasies in virtual worlds. The dream has just become a reality. Introducing the world's first interactive VR and adult controller.
Yeah.
Virtua Dolls. All right, describe it here.
It
looks like a fuck machine, and it's got and it's got
some
like
handles.
Got some handles,
got some buttons
with some buttons on the top.
Wait, wait, wait. How is that a fuck? What?
I think your dick goes in the other end that they're not showing right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure there's a vacuuming attachment.
Yep, yep. There's a whole thing going
on.
Wow.
Look at all that innovation, man.
Yep, it's got handles.
See.
Yeah, it's like you're flying a spaceship.
Those things, they expand and contract.
Wow.
Oh, oh.
Actual footage.
Wait till one of those things breaks on your dick.
I thought about that too. That was
allows for synchronization between the controller and the software.
This is revolutionary.
It is.
You are no longer doing the work. You're not doing the pumping. The Virtua Girl's doing the pumping for you.
Exactly. No longer have to pump.
You lay back and
you lay
and
back
throw
and just
on
hold
and,
on to this thing. Hold on.
Just hold on for the ride.
Wow. Turn it to 11.
That's why it has two handles. This isn't easy.
Each system includes a silicone sleeve, a Virtua Dolls controller, and a starter game. Looks like it's called Girls of Arcade on a DVD-ROM.
Nice.
PC capable DVD-ROM.
Does it work on iOS?
No. I don't know. They've not got the the Mac contingent down yet. And then what is the RP?
Yeah, is that a rating? Like
is that a rating? Is that an actual rating?
RP.
Yeah. RP.
Role play.
Perhaps
they should probably put X on that. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's like I don't know the video game rating scale of age.
Get into it, LARPers.
Now it's funny. The reason I wanted to bring this up is as soon as I saw it, I was already planning on talking about another article, right? And you get the whole point of this. You watch this thing and you fuck chicks. Here we go. You want to see some? Here's some in-game footage.
Oh, she's stuck up there, and I'm a crazy minotaur with a big boner. What?
Gonna select Candy.
Oh, damn.
Or whatever her name is.
Oh, she had purple on.
Candy.
You changed it up, huh?
Yeah.
Purple.
Wow.
Oh, look at that. It's brunette, purple, big old titties. You select. Look at this. Okay,
meet the perverts.
Meet the perverts here, the guys that made this shit. Here we go. Meet the team.
My name is Bill Spracklin, owner of EOS Creative Group and creator of the Virtua Doll system.
Who started the project?
Virtua Doll started off as a small game project at EOS Creative Group, a company that's trying to change the way we interact with virtual reality.
Is that what you're doing?
Virtua Doll's ready for
We have created several iterations of the Virtua Doll system, and with each iteration comes improvements. We are finally happy with the final iteration and is ready to be sent out for production.
Yeah, Danya does point out it's a team of one dude. They don't only like they show
the
him
team.
And
it's
they show
one perv.
It's a big team of me.
Yeah. Right now the game team consists of one person, myself. We need to bring somebody on board that will help create an amazing experience.
When?
Okay. Do we? Is that
when we hope to be able to ship within 3 months of the final day of the campaign, just in time for the release of the virtual reality systems.
Okay.
I don't know, you guys.
I like.
First off, the music in that was the best part of the whole video. I'm gonna go ahead and say that. I don't know that I really want to use one of those or really fuck it. And I definitely don't want to play fuck games, like fuck video games.
No.
I don't know that I'm
maybe
that sexually advanced.
Yeah,
that.
Like that takes time. You gotta like schedule that into your day and shit.
It's so funny because I came across this article too that has. This whole thing, I guess there's a whole world of Skyrim porn.
What?
Yeah, I guess if you go on Pornhub, You can search for Skyrim porn here, and it's just straight up like, you know, Skyrim porn. That's like, what do you want? These are what fucking people. This is what fucking nerds do now.
Yeah,
this is what nerds do. They make games for like, my pussy aches for you, my sweet. Just say the word, and you can click on the character and be like, yeah. So let's fucking do this shit. Let's fucking bang. Let's fucking bang a rang. Yeah, look.
I mean that's what I say when I'm ready to scroll through some pictures here. Let's bang a rang.
Let's bang a rang. That's what you say in Skyrim world.
Bang a rang, Rufio.
Yeah, Skyrim. Woo. So yeah, apparently that's
that happens.
Nerds are fucking.
I got a little boner. I do.
Yeah, I know you did.
It takes effort to give me a little bit of a boner.
Just a little one.
So good job.
Just a little boner.
just a little extra blood in there.
A little bones. Guys, I think it is time. I think that should wrap up a show.
Tuesday shows.
Tuesday show. We're gonna hit our target time because honestly, I didn't think we'd go this long, and that's great. I'm very sorry that we can't do a real full blown out show this week, guys. It does bum me out. Like it's never a fun thing when you have to sort of like cram in a show. And I'm sure you guys obviously hear it, but we're all tired. We all have stuff to do. I'm not even kidding. It's a crazy week for us. I'm surprised we got the show off. I'm thankful that you guys were all here for that.
Glad it worked out.
And
we'll have Tom back next week.
Yep. That's the good thing is that I think next week we're looking solid for a regular Thursday show.
Forgettable Four.
Tom's going to be back. Hopefully we get some, correspondence through some emails here or through the Facebook. You know, maybe we'll get some more sponsors. Maybe we'll get that happening.
I saw some interest in the chat room. Well,
it's a pretty big deal. It's a pretty big deal. I think we're going to sign off with some Chromeo because I'm in the mood.
Yeah.
Just because.
You can never go wrong with Chromeo, man.
Hit us up on Twitter at TheRealONRS. Always, we never really promote it, but you should definitely leave us voicemails. They're fun to get for the following week. We can go back.
It's open, right, throughout the week?
Well, no, if the Skype is closed on my computer, which it should be because my computer will be off that I use it on.
Right on.
It will straight up go to voicemail every time. So leave a voicemail. People don't believe me. If you listen through the message, it will give you the chance to leave it. It's there. Do it. They're fun for us if we ever get them because we get to, you know.
O&S.
Ask us a question. Fucking who knows? Bring something up. Bring something up.
What do y'all want to hear?
Fucking A, man. We do enough work for you. Yeah, you can fucking throw something at us.
Like, give us some bona fide loving, man.
Yeah, rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Again, you can find us on iTunes. Oh No Radio Show. OHNO Radio Show. All one word. Pretty much on everything. That's where you need to do. And as always, what do we say when we get out of here, boys? I'm so tired. Good night. We love you.